Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we are back. Okay, so you love the sports betting, and I understand it, right? You love, love, love it. This kind of story gives you pause. Ramona, I told the story of the Porter brothers before. There's been trouble, all right? And I'm not getting into the whole family history again. And you know, one of them's still in prison, right? Or two of them still in prison, whatever. It's hard to keep track. But the Porter brothers have had problems. Jonte Porter, who played for Toronto, got expelled from the league for illegal gambling.
Okay.
He got booted from the league. He kept removing himself from games with some sort of mystery, sickness, injury, and...
Really?
Yes, and got caught. The bets were red flagged and all of that, right? So you would think that that would be a precautionary tale to other NBA players. Well, we already know it hasn't been because there are other investigations ongoing right now. But given the Porter family's history, right, and what Jonte Porter has already been banned from the NBA for doing, you would think, Ramona, that his more famous brother, Michael Porter Jr., would be cautious about what he says and does.
Oh,
now, remember,
no.
Michael Porter Jr. got dealt from Denver after this season amidst some questions, like, why? Now, you know, he played injured. He seemed to, that type of thing. This is what Michael Porter Jr. said yesterday. Quote, think about it. If you can get all your homies rich by telling, yo, bet 10K on my under this one game, I'm going to act like I got an injury. And they all get a little bag. Some people come from nothing, and they think like that. Now, this is the quote, okay? Now, he went on at some point to say, you know, I don't think it's right, okay? To say, I don't think it's right. And there have been some people who have pointed out, suggesting that, well, this is like one of those movie review clips where they only tell you part of it and they don't give you the whole story. No, this is the whole story, okay? You can add on the other part. I don't think it changes the message. I think this is one of the most disconcerting messages I have ever heard from a professional athlete. And I think it calls into question everything. Everything. I mean, he's not just talking about the Porter family now, but how, given that your brother got banished from the league. He got banished from the league. And you're like trying to talk it away? Is that what you're doing? You're trying to talk it away? All you're doing is you're implicating yourself and all your other NBA brethren. I mean, seriously, you read this stuff? I mean, look, listen, if you're actually a professional gambler, okay, this is your work. It's like a stock market expert. Okay, you have a different field. You have an expertise in gambling, but the margins are slight. The margins are slight. You read this, what are you to think about this? Okay, so what? No more wagers on the NBA? I don't know.
Is not good.
It's not good for him. This is terrible for the league to have this dude saying this. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, listen. The more and more the lines are blurred, and we knew this would be the case all along. And there's no way, cliche alert, you can't put this genie back in the bottle. This is over. All right, there's just no way. All of these major professional sports athletic leagues, and we've seen it collegially now too, they have embraced. They have entered into the strange bedfellow thing, strange bedfellow realm. They don't care anymore. They're done playing games. For years, they've had the gambling in the background, which they knew supported the very essence of their sports. They knew it. But they didn't want to cop to it. They didn't want to admit to it. Well, now they admit to it. Now they are freely open and more forthright about their relationships with these gambling institutions. But the sidebar to all that is this, and this is hard to regulate. This is really, but why? Okay, from a Michael Porter Jr. standpoint, all right, I don't know what he's making now. I should have looked that up, but I don't know what he's making now. Why would you risk, and again, he's not saying he did it, but he is explaining it away. He's explaining what his brother did, what others do. He's explaining it away.
Yeah, he is.
It's really, really disconcerting. Again, just listen to these words. Think about it. If you can get all your homies rich by telling, yo, bet 10K on my under, this one game, I'm going to act like I got an injury, and they all get a little bag. Some people come from nothing, and they think like that. You could have give up your status. You're going to risk your status for your homies. You're going to risk your professional career and getting banned, as his brother did, for your homies so that they all get a little? So that they all get a little bag? That's what you're going to do? Dude, you make plenty of money. How about this? Just give your homies that money and then no one gets in trouble. How about that? How about just donate it from your money then? Instead of like trying to rob it or steal it from somebody else and turning the game into professional wrestling. I'm going to tell you, Ramona, I've done this a long time. You would have to go way back in the annals of history to the period of like Alex Karras and that period with professional football and maybe Paul Hornung and some of the gambling allegations that were around then. You would have to go back to that period of time to find anything that sort of, or the White Sox scandal, to find anything that's sort of out there like this is. I mean, this is one of the scariest, most outlandish things I've ever heard a professional athlete say. And what's really problematic is that it's not outlandish. That's what's really problematic. The dilemma here is that if this guy is saying this, he's laying out the case of what is going on. And how do you police all of this, okay? I realize that all of these gaming institutions are hip to what goes on. They all red flag things. They all that. But how? How do you police it all? How do you police it all? Again, this guy is openly talking about throwing contests and throwing his participation. Not him personally. He's not saying he did this, just to be clear. But he's saying this is what goes on, and in part, he's explaining it away for his brother. But given what happened to his brother, and that his brother, Jonte, was permanently banned from the NBA, you would think this would be the last friggin' thing that Michael Porter Jr. would be saying publicly, wouldn't you?
You would think.
Michael Porter Jr.
Maybe he thinks they'll take away the ban and put him back in.
No, it's gone. That's over. Jonte Porter's done. He's never playing the NBA again. The question is Michael Porter going to follow suit? This Porter family, the Porter family boys have had issues. And again, Michael Porter Jr. has been the one who has sort of steered clear of the issues, the one to my knowledge that has steered clear of issues. But now, you know, again, given the situation with his brother, for Michael Porter, and remember, he got dealt from Denver. You know, and I mentioned this at the time. I said, I don't know, maybe Denver saw what happened with his brother. I don't know. But he got dealt from Denver. And now, you know, new team, new personnel, and this is what this dude's saying. This is what he's saying. I find this one of the most incredible things I've ever heard a professional athlete say, and absolutely of the utmost concern for the National Basketball Association. I mean, the National Basketball Association, the commissioner must be horrified by what he read here, because again, this guy isn't saying this about him. He's saying this is the way it is. That's what he's saying. He's saying this is the way it is in the NBA. This is how it is. Again, one more time. Think about it. I mean, he's laying it out. Think about it. If you can get all your homies rich by telling, yo, bet 10K on my under this one game. I'm going to act like I got an injury, and they all get a little bag. Some people come from nothing, and they think like that. Wow. This should be front page everywhere. It really should. And I can tell you this. He may not have been including himself on this, but I can tell you with 100% certainty, I won't be playing anything with him on underdog. Nothing. There won't be any hires on Michael Porter Jr.
You can't.
For me on underdog. Again, I'm fully cognizant. He's not IDing himself. He's not giving himself up. He's not saying he did this. I don't care. The fact that you're thinking this way and somehow think this is cool and this is all right, because that's what he's doing. He's laying out an explanation for this behavior. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, that's why I thought maybe he was trying to get him to be unbanned.
No, that's over. You can't. He can't do anything. This certainly wouldn't do it. This guy,
he'd
get like a triple ban for this.
I guess it wouldn't help.
Right. I mean, it's unbelievable. But I think really disconcerting for anybody who actually gambles on the NBA. I think really disconcerting, unless you're playing unders, but if you're playing guys, I mean, this guy is making this sound like it's basically like an accepted thing. I mean, that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to rationalize it and make it sound like it's an okay thing. This is, think about it, man. This is the way it is. This is the way it's going to be. Think about it. Again, actual quote. Think about it. If you can get all your homies rich by telling, yo, bet 10K on my under. This one game, I'm going to act like I got an injury, and they all get a little bad. Some people come from nothing. They think like that. Okay. Well, you know what? You're going to go right back to nothing thinking like that. You're going to go, and that's why every time one of these dudes, you would think like banishment from the league would be enough to provide a wake-up call.
You would think.
Especially for Michael Porter with his the direct family involvement. You would think that's the case, right? Texas said, what a doofus. Texas said, no, it's not an overreaction, Texter. That's laughable. Don't think he was rationalizing, just explaining the state of mind of his brother. No, he wasn't just talking about his brother, dude. He was talking about the NBA in general, not just his brother. And no, it's not an overreaction at all. It's a major issue. And every other Texter but you gets it. But not surprising. No, the only reaction that was bad is yours. Yours is, that's like one of the dumbest texts I've ever read. If they get 10K to throw it around like that, how are they coming from nothing? Yeah, well, maybe a good point. Texas said, Porter's making almost $40 million a year. Yeah, you're making $40 million. Just, I'll tell you what, just donate it to your homies and stay safe, you know? Now, obviously, John Tay was making far less than that. I don't know what he was making, but the reality is that Porter is basically laying out a case saying that this is more the norm than people think. That's what he's saying. And he's excusing it away. He's 100% rationalizing it. I mean, that's what he's saying. Texter said, my take is he's trying to justify something doing that in defense of his brother. And then he said, still an idiot, though. Yeah, I mean, there may be some justification about his brother. I mean, I think there is. I mean, part of it is that. But again, that's already gone. And for Michael Porter Jr. to be saying this publicly is just really bad news. And I think the NBA is going to be really interested in those comments. And it might cast more eyes on what Michael himself has done or hasn't done in other situations, but I think it's a warning. I think it serves as a warning. Michael Porter Jr. is not saying, my brother's the only guy who did this. No. He's laying out a generalized case for why this conduct is acceptable with people who came from nothing. That's what he's doing. So, yeah. You can get in 654-7627. texter said, it's like the steroid issue being explained away. Right, exactly. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Bengal John, you'll be up first as soon as we get back. This season, knock it out of the park with Underdog. Underdog is one of the leading sports apps, and you can play now in South Carolina. Their app has over 100,000 five-star reviews and millions of players. Download the app and pick whether a player will go higher or lower on one of their stats. Choose categories like strikeouts, home runs, and so much more. If you get your picks correct, you could win up to 1,000 times your money. So you could turn a dollar into $1,000 with your baseball knowledge. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now with promo code Road Rage to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus funds when you make your first deposit. That's promo code Road Rage. Must be 18 or older and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See underdogfantasy.com/web/deposit-match-terms for details. Consult with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660 or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Chapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Injured in a wreck and now the insurance company's ghosting you? Classic move. They're quick to collect premiums, but when you need help, disappeared. I'm Trey Mills with the Trammell and Mills Law Firm. We don't chase, we confront. You call us and we bring the pressure, loud and legal. What's up, QB? We're about to ring your bell. We may talk a little trash, but we back it up with action. Call 864-485-8585 or visit TrammellandMills.com. Trammell and Mills, we don't do quiet.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, located inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square. Whether you're looking for funny socks, funky socks, practical socks, or nostalgic socks, we've got you covered. We're a family-owned small business and are sure to carry a sock that will make you and your feet smile. Shop with us Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays until 4 inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square, where it's always buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop, it's fun fashion for your feet.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
What's going on, everybody? Facts and Childress here from Facts on Sports. I'll be live alongside John Haidt from 9 a.m. to noon, as always, on the Thursday edition of the program. On Thursday, we'll be running through more win totals for college football and NFL, getting you ready for the upcoming football season in both respective worlds. We'll also be talking some Major League Baseball and some Atlanta Braves. As always, the phone number 654-ROAR. We look forward to hearing from you on the phone lines and the Adams & Co. roofing text line with football season right around the corner.
Need assistance with door and window projects? The Home Depot can help. From inspiration and materials to ordering and installation, our free Millwork virtual apron service can get you moving and doing. Plus, we speak Spanish too. Our associates can help you tackle complex jobs without you leaving the job site, saving you time and money. call us at 1-833-HD-APRON or visit homedepot.com/MVA. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number biggest sale of the year. All beds on sale. Up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed. Plus free home delivery with the purchase of any smart bed. Ends Monday. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We are back. You know, Ramona said, I said I didn't see it today. And me, she said, I was up against the wall. I said, oh, up against the wall, you redneck mother. And she said, she laughed. She said, what? I said, that's a song. You don't know that song?
It's a song?
Yes, it's a song.
I've never heard of that song.
I think it's Johnny Paycheck. Isn't it Johnny Paycheck?
I don't know. You don't know.
It's you don't know up against the wall, you redneck mother?
No.
Really? You need to look up that song. I'm thinking it's Johnny Paycheck. I'm not 100% sure of the, and maybe he did it later. I don't know, but I can't believe you went through this stage of your life without hearing it's up against the wall, you redneck mother.
What? No, I haven't heard that. Is he the one that sings "Take This Job and Shove It"?
Yeah.
So I heard that one.
Yeah, he sang. Take This Job and Shove It. Yeah. Maybe he didn't sing Up Against the Wall, You Redneck Mother. I don't know, but find that out for me. Find out who...
I'll get right on that.
Yeah, whose song that is. Maybe we need to play
that.
Some Johnny Paycheck.
Oh, how
about that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
We probably have to be careful about that.
Yeah.
Live.
It may require some edits.
Even way back in the years.
I may not know all the songs, but I think there's some edits going on in there.
It could have been worse. I could have said, let's play some David Allan Coe.
Oh. And no, we're not playing David Allan Coe.
Let me tell you about Jeff and Luke and Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar. I mean, are you kidding? The hottest new spot for sports, for everything. It's Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar under new ownership. It's such a great family too, Ramona. Jeff, the dad, is a big-time Clemson fan. Luke, the son, is a South Carolina fan. They cater both, so you're all good. I mean, it's Buffalo, people. I mean, it's real Buffalo, New York-style pizza and wings. You don't have to worry. You don't have to drive 12 hours to get to Buffalo. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden has you covered. You can skip that drive to Western New York. You can step into a place that's serving the real deal right here. Their pizza, it's thicker than New York-style, but not doughy, just a perfect crust, baked to perfection, a stone oven. And the Buffalo wings, the best on the planet. Oh, man, they're crispy on the outside, juicy inside with that spicy, buttery kick and tangy finish. They don't have 8 million flavors. They do like 6 flavors. They're the best in the world. In fact, Jeff and Luke went to Buffalo to try all the Buffalo wings in Buffalo to see how theirs compared, and they win. They win. You're served with celery and, of course, your choice of ranch and blue cheese. And, of course, you're going to take the blue cheese. It's everything wings should be. Have you ever heard of beef on weck? I can't never remember the name of the rule, but it's like a rumble whack or whatever it's called. But yeah, man, they pile the beef on high. It's tender, slow roasted roast beef piled high on a sea salt caraway bun with horseradish sauce, served with au jus for dunking. Trust me, it's a must try. Are you kidding? So the world famous wings, the pizza's unbelievable. Of course, pastas and lasagnas and everything, sandwiches. They have you covered. You know, they have Philly cheesesteak. They have everything. Trust me, you want to get there. They also have 25 high-definition monitors. In fact, one wall is all monitors. And they're gonna broadcast every single NFL game, all the Clemson games. You're going to see it all. It's Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar. Trust me. They have appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry Fridays. That's a huge thing. Fish fry Fridays. Fried haddock and so great. People come from everywhere for fish fry Fridays. So much more. And yes, a full bar in a family-friendly atmosphere. But the restaurant and the bar are divided. They're basically two completely different areas. So, you know, you can absolutely bring the family to eat there. Look, this is your spot. Ask about the Little John Coliseum table when you're there. It's amazing. You know, this table was part of the original Little John Coliseum floor. And they had it all redone. It's just unbelievable. Moretti's is at 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of 385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. Trust me, you'll thank me later. In fact, they're bringing us some Moretti's goodies on Friday. We can't wait. Bengal John and then Robert, two great callers. John, how are you, John? Good to have you.
A little under the weather today, Walt, but I'm okay. Thank you for asking.
Yo, thank you for getting in, John.
I got a question. I was actually kind of drinking some of the juice that Justin Georgia or Georgia Justin, whatever, however he does his thing. But I was actually drinking a little bit of that juice. But thank you for getting me back on track. And I'm gonna set my drink to the side for a second.
All right.
Well, I got a question for you. Let's pretend that the top 25 rankings were dead accurate.
Okay.
I mean, 100%.
Okay.
Not including Texas, not including Clemson, Penn State, or whatever, Ohio State. Give me a dark horse pick, Walt, that has all the talent in the world, quality quarterback, good coaching, a lot of depth, you know, just a good football team, a good quality football team that you think if the stars aligned, they could play maybe for a national championship.
Yeah.
Is there anybody other than those you mentioned? I think you picked Clemson, Penn State to play for a national championship.
I did. So if we're talking about that, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, and I think there's some out there that see Texas as being possibly that team as well. But give me a dark horse pick, Walt, and kind of
okay. Yeah. If we go beyond position 10, so we say. So I'm going to say a dark horse has to come from outside the top 10.
Right.
So we're saying 11 down. I think the only two teams that I can think of right now that I would give a chance to, and one of them's not in the coaches bowl at all, but they would be Arizona State and Oklahoma. I think those are the two teams that I would pick. Arizona State basically returns almost everybody except star tailback. But they were missing their star receiver when they played Texas last year, and they get him back. And it's another year for Sam Leavitt, who is an absolute magician. That team is returning most everybody. And I think that they're extremely well coached, and I think they're very dangerous. I mean, I think they are going to win the Big 12, and I think that puts them in this conversation. And then from an Oklahoma standpoint, I think Oklahoma is going to be the most underrated defense in America. I think they finished top five. I think they have the second best pass rushing room in America. And I think Venables is going to turn them all loose. And then offensively, they had no offense a year ago. Now they do. It starts with John Mateer, who, you know, it's not just me saying this, but, you know, I saw a list. I think McElroy the other day put Mateer as the second best quarterback in America. You know, he completely raised the level of the Washington State program basically by himself with his dual threat ability. He gives you like a Tebow-like element, except he's much more dangerous in space. You know, he rushed for over 800 yards. You know, there were game after game until he got hurt later that where he would throw for 300 and run for 100. And I think he gives Oklahoma instant offense, and I think he makes everybody on that offense better. And then, you know, they brought in Ott from California. You know, just to be clear on Ott, Ott rushed for 1,300 yards 2 years ago, not last year. Last year, he rushed for – he had a bad year. He was banged up, and he really averaged like 3.5 yards a carry. He wasn't himself. But I think Oklahoma thinks they're getting the guy from 2 years ago, and they have Barnes in the backfield as sort of their hammer. So he'll combine with Ott to give Oklahoma a real run game threat. And then when you combine Mateer with that as an additional part of that run game, I think that looks – really good. So I think those two football teams are the two teams. Look, honestly, John, I think Oklahoma is going to give Texas all they can handle. I really do.
Yeah.
I think we get to that game and you're going to have, you know, Arch Manning and his reputation speaks for itself, even though it's not founded on play yet. But I think we're going to get to that game, and when you ask yourself, well, who's the better – which team has the better quarterback in this game? I think the answer is going to be Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yeah, well, experience too. So.
Right.
Here's my pick, Walt.
Yeah, I don't mean better by a pro standpoint 3 years from now, just to be clear. I mean, I think Arch Manning is going to be all that. But I'm just talking about right here in this moment when that game is played, when the Red River rivalry is played on that day. If you ask me which of those two quarterbacks I think will be better on that day, I would take Mateer.
Yeah. Here's my pick. You may think I'm crazy, but I like Mike Elko. I like what he did at Duke with when I say limited talent, I'm talking about not a lot of five stars, not a lot of four stars. And he was able to take Duke basically to the next level. I mean, and it didn't take him long to do it. Now he's got all the talent in the world. I think schedule-wise would be the only hiccup for Texas A&M, but I think that's a team to look at. I think they're better than people think. You look at them on paper, I mean, their defense is going to be really, really salty. And Elko's, I mean, he's a football mind. I mean, I don't know.
It's yeah, well, look,
Texas A&M is a potential.
Well, look, I don't disagree, John, because I haven't ranked A&M in forever, but I not only ranked them this year, I ranked them more highly probably than anybody else. I mean, I think I had them 12 or – where do I have A&M, Ramona, in my college football rankings? 12, 13, somewhere right in there? That's where you should look, somewhere right in that range.
Yeah.
Look, I think you have a dynamic, although still somewhat unproven quarterback who – I think we'll play pretty well. But what I really like about A&M is I think
12.
So I have A&M probably higher than anybody.
Running game is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I think it's the combination of the offensive line, the run game is what I really like. Defensive end, you know, we'll see. They lost size in that area. The question is going to be, do they have enough size on the defensive front to set a hard edge? And we'll see. But I think the run game is going to be really good, one of the best in the country. And so, yeah, I'm high on A&M as well.
Thanks, Walt. I appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.
Yep. Thank you, John. Yep. Get well. I'm buying the A&M thing. I think that they would be – I didn't think of them right off the cuff when he asked me. I immediately went to Arizona State and Oklahoma. But, yeah, they would be another of my teams. I think that they're dangerous. And, you know, they're going to close their season with Texas, and that'll be a big game. Robert, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Let me tell you about Gilstrap. They've been covering the Upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap is the Upstate's go-to for quality roof, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. You're working with the absolute best. An experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. They just did Daredevil's roof. All the neighbors wanted them to do their roofs, too. Trust me, you'll thank me later. This is Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience, who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing, the Gilstrap difference, serving the Upstate since 1935. 1935, that's insane. Family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Do you hear any other roofers able to claim that? fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, GAF Master Elite certified, gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com. All right, quick break. Robert, you're up first. You can get in, 654-7627. College football is upon us. Get in. Make your calls. Tell me what you think is going to happen. Most of you already know what I think is going to happen. Waltip to the Road Rage. Quick break.
Sometimes it's the little victories that mean the most. Those everyday celebrations that bring a smile to our faces and joy to our hearts. At Ingles, we know there's no one you'd rather share those miniature, memorable moments with than family.
Look, I got an A. Oh, that's awesome.
Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
Do you want to be part of a winning team? Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries and help people get back in the game. And best of all, they've been recognized as one of the country's best workplaces in manufacturing and production for 9 years. If you're looking to make a difference, learn new skills, and be part of an award-winning culture, check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com. That's scscu.com. And apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call. As Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
It's bow time. When you combine the bold taste of a Bojangles Chicken Supreme with dill pickles, Carolina Gold barbecue sauce, and a toasted bun that's great on the go, you get Bo's Bird Dog. In fact, you can grab two of them for $5. Available for a limited time only. It's bow time.
Hi, friends. Mickey Plotter here. I would be delighted if you joined us Wednesday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Plotter Show right here on The Roar. Dane Young, UGAsports.com, is going to join us. We're going to see where Georgia is in their preparation for the season. Also, don't forget, a lot of Win Game Wednesday. You come up with your team. You want to know, we'll do the win game for you. That's when you join us. We'd love to have you talk a lot of college football. Wednesday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Plotter Show right here on The Roar.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Cade takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Cade gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it. Inside the 5. Touchdown.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walked up to the road race. Ramon, you see those two vehicles way out there in the parking lot? I don't think they belong to us. See those two vehicles way out there? Are people starting to use our parking lot as like a place to park their vehicles? If so, we need to start charging them. You know? do you see those two way out there? Are they still
there?
I
see cars out there. Yeah. I don't know whose cars
No. No one from here is parking out 100 yards away from the building. Yeah. Those vehicles aren't ours. You know, I don't know. They're having some little powwow over there or what it is. We didn't have time to address it during the break. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you? By the way, if you're listening out there, get out.
Your parking lot turning into a hookup spot.
That's right. That's right. How are you, Robert?
I'm doing great, Walton. You?
Good. I mean, good as can be.
Listen, I just want to comment right quick on that Michael Porter Jr. deal. Sports has forever tried to separate itself and make sure that the fans knew the games weren't rigged.
Yeah, it's the most important element.
Now, that's exactly right to the fans, and that's where I'm coming at from this Michael Porter Jr. comment is, as a fan, I mean, now people, even when sports tried to separate themselves, do everything they could to separate themselves from that stuff, people still thought that games were rigged.
Yeah.
Now, what are fans going to be thinking?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's going to be thinking, oh, well, you know, that player had a bad night. He must have bet on the game.
Every time somebody takes themselves out of a game, because that's what his brother did, and that's what he's talking about doing, and basically trying to normalize it and make it sound like, you know, hey, you know, this stuff goes on. Well, I mean, it can't go on. Otherwise, what you have is wrestling, not actual sporting activity. That's why, you know, throughout all of history, why gambling has been such a no-no in terms of the way it was perceived. Now, again, when you're in bed with all these gaming institutions, that does change the landscape some, but it's still off limits to the players. And for players to be engaged and look, this is always the red flag. I mean, look, I suggested this a couple weeks ago about college basketball. I said, you know, what would prevent somebody from doing this exact thing, you know, and now you get Michael Porter saying, oh yeah. You know, what else would he do, man? These are your boys. You want to get them some, you know, get them a little bag too.
So what is this? Because like you said, you can't put the genie back in the bottle, or at least they're not going to try to put the genie back in the bottle. They're in this, you know, lock, stock, and barrel, the leagues are. You know, how do you proceed forward? I mean, do you think that fans are going to start turning
away? Well, I start
away?
By never playing any over or any higher or lower involving any member of the Porter family. That's where I start.
But do you think the fans are going to turn away? I mean, the NBA already has a problem with losing fans.
I don't know. I mean,
not as bad as Major League Baseball, yeah. But I mean, they're losing fans.
Yeah, I don't even know how widely publicized this has been to this point. So I don't even know the answer to that. I mean, I don't know how widely publicized the other gambling issue is right now. So, it's an issue. I mean, if you lose the integrity of the sport to the betting public, and which again you're now in bed with, you are now in bed with these institutions. But if you lose the integrity, then you've lost everything.
Yeah, I wouldn't even come from the angle of the degenerates. I mean, what benefit are these gambling institutions going to have if people just think it's rigged? So, you know, I'm just not going to bet on it anymore.
Yeah, it's a concern.
Moving on to college football, sort of along the lines of Bengal John's call, but I was, you know, every year, Walt, there's, you know, a couple of teams that aren't ranked to start the season who end up in the top 25. And I was wondering, I think I know one of your candidates already. That's Navy.
Yeah.
Who else would you think? I think Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Is going to end up ranked. Are there any other teams you think might sneak in there at the end of the season?
I mean, I think Georgia Tech has a great leader in Haynes King and a really cozy schedule. So
yes,
I think
those two
things add up well for Georgia Tech. And look, you know, when we get to that Georgia Tech game at the end of the year, Haynes King's, if he's healthy, he's going to want revenge because he should have won that game last year. I mean, and he killed Georgia in regulation. Ramona, do me a favor. Read me my my poll teams from 20 through 35 or through 36 through Alabama.
I like what you did with Alabama. I think another team is Army. I mean, Army has a little bit harder schedule than Navy. They do play Tulane, and they do play Kansas State.
Yeah. What I like about Navy is Blake Horvath, though, specifically.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think Blake Horvath is just a dude, and I think he's gonna have an immense season if he stays healthy, both throwing and running.
Yeah, I agree.
He may really set some Navy records, including passing records. What do you have there, Ramona? Go ahead.
Okay. 35 is Georgia Tech and Alabama.
No, go from 20 down.
20. Okay. 20 is Kansas.
Good. Just go.
21 is Nebraska. 22 is Navy. 23 is Michigan. 24 is Iowa. 25 is Indiana. 26 is Baylor. 27 is Kansas State. 28 is Missouri, 29 is Pitt, 30 is Tennessee, 31 is Washington, 32 is Liberty, 33 is Louisville, 34 is BYU, and 35 is Georgia Tech and Alabama.
Yeah, I don't think any of those teams have any chance, Robert.
I don't know about Baylor. Baylor's going to have a really good offensive line.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the best,
Well, you've got a talented running back and a run game, and Sawyer Robertson is a talented quarterback, but I don't know if they beat Auburn. I mean, we'll see. I mean, the Baylor-Auburn game, you know, everyone's talking about all the big games at the start of the year, and rightfully so, but the Baylor-Auburn game is one that people don't talk about, but I think it's a surprisingly big game because I think both teams have some top 25 aspirations, and I think the aspirations for one of those teams is going to be shattered in the first game. The other one is probably going to go on to be a top 25 team and win 9 games.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching that game for sure. But last thing, I know it's a long ways off, Walt, but, man, I'm so hoping that we can have a ranked Army, ranked Navy game. Isn't that going to be awesome?
Oh, yeah.
Especially if Navy is like one loss to Notre Dame, looking to get in the playoffs.
Yep.
I mean – I read something, I think it was on The Atlantic, where they were ranking, I don't know if you saw it, ranking the rivalries, and they had Army-Navy like third or fourth.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
that's dumb.
That's just stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, stupid. Walt, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Robert. Yeah, Army-Navy's actually won, no matter what anybody thinks, and then you go from there. And everything about that is magical. It's you know... Again, it goes back to the captain of the sheriff's or police department whose son was playing in the game, And among other things, he said, it's the only game where everyone who plays in it is willing to die for everyone who's watching it. That line will live forever in my mind and heart. And that single line better explains Army-Navy than anything anyone's ever said or will say. And I'm sorry, there's nothing that, you know, Alabama-Auburn can say or Ohio State-Michigan can say that can trump that. It's, you don't have a chance. There's just, again, it's the only game where everyone who's playing in it is willing to die for everyone who's watching it. Now beat that rivalry. You can't. I mean, you know, the singing of the alma maters after the side by side, and you know, it's just, it's amazing. You know, every year we're on it, even the helmets, which are special, are just unbelievable. Just everything about that game. You know, it's funny because when I was a kid, you know, my father was Army, but when I was a kid, my brother was Navy. But when I was a kid, you know, we watched Army Navy. And when I was young, I just didn't get it. I wanted to watch, you know, Oklahoma, and I wanted to watch, I didn't get it. But gradually I got it. And then it just kept growing in importance to me with each passing year. And like I've said, it's the only sporting event I need to see. I mean, I have to be there at some point for that game. I have to. I don't have to be at anything else. I have to be at that. And that's how I view it. So you can start with that. You know, like I said, the CBS opening for Army Navy is always special, but the opening, I forget what year it was. We've played this whole thing. The opening for Army Navy about 5 or 6 years ago was the greatest opening.
I have 2017.
That's it. Okay, so it's even further back than I thought. It's amazing how time passes. How long is it, Ramona?
4 minutes and 44 seconds.
We don't have time to play it now, but we're going to play it because this subject has come up. So we're going to play it. We've had some Army Navy discussion today and a lot of discussion about Blake Horvath. You know, I had some Air Force. Love to. All the service academies are in on the text line, Ramona, making their case. And look, I think they're all going to be pretty good. Again, it's great when all the service academies are competitive and the Commanders in Chief Trophy. It's all incredible. And it's all good. I root for all those programs. Every year I root for all those programs. I don't care who they're playing, I root for them. And that's the case. But the opening of Army-Navy in 2017 is the greatest opening I have ever seen or heard. You want to talk about tug at your heartstrings. It does it. I mean, we'll play it, and then you'll need to see it if you've never seen it. But because it's just absolutely incredible, and it if you don't fully grasp it, just listening to this 4 minute opening to Army Navy from the 2017 game will convert you. It will 100% convert you. Here's someone you don't need to be converted to. You all know the truth about Bennett Equipment and Supply. Eddie Bennett and Bennett Equipment and Supply have been mastering the upstate for 25 years. We all know. I mean, the day they came out with us, I received text after text. Walt, Bennett Equipment is the best. They're the best. I got this from them. I couldn't get this anywhere else. I got it from Bennett. I don't know how many people wrote me that type of thing. And that's the reality of it. That's why Bennett Equipment has thrived over the last 25 years through good times and bad economically for the rest of the world, because you need Bennett as much as Bennett needs you. It's the greatest marriage ever. And listen, BennettEquipment.com is the new website. BennettEquipment.com, that's the website you need to go to. BennettEquipment.com, you'll find it all there. Bennett Equipment's been in business for a quarter century. They have four locations: Piedmont Highway, Piedmont, 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, Spartanburg, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster. That's where the excavator that was used on my property came from. Takeuchi excavator, I should say, 1897 U.S. 76 Hiawassee, Georgia. That's their newest location, providing you with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts to get the job done, built to care, built to last, big enough to handle it, small enough to care, featuring Takeuchi. Look, Bennett Equipment was recognized as one of the top five Takeuchi dealers in North America. And Takeuchi themselves, they're the innovators in the industry. They came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-80s. You can't see a construction site in the upstate without seeing this union of Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. Sales, rentals, service, parts, they do it all. You know how the slogan goes. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. You'll 100% thank me later. And again, go to BennettEquipment.com. That's BennettEquipment.com. You'll thank me later. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
When the chips are down and the games are close, the 2025 Atlanta Braves don't give up the fight.
Ozuna sends one soaring to deep left field. That's got wings and an engine, and it's 3-1 Braves.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball all season long. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day's game day.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni-owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's E-S-T-E-S Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
Hi, friends. Mickey Plotter here. I would be delighted if you joined us Wednesday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Plotter Show right here on The Roar. Dane Young, UGASports.com, is going to join us. We're going to see where Georgia is in their preparation for the season. Also, don't forget, a lot of Win Game Wednesday. You come up with your team. You want to know, we'll do the win game for you. That's when you join us. We'd love to have you talk a lot of college football. Wednesday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Plotter Show right here on The Roar.
Experience the Davis Services difference where quality meets reliability. Family owned, serving the upstate and western North Carolina since 1972, Davis Services is your go-to for all HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With decades of expertise, we ensure your home runs smoothly and efficiently, providing peace of mind for you and your family. Don't wait for problems to escalate. Call Davis Services today and let our skilled team handle it all. Call 864-432-1785 or visit our website davisservicesinc.com today.
Hey guys, dealing with ED or low T? Don't just accept it. Act like a man and fix it. Your old lady will thank you. Guaranteed. At Low Country Male, testosterone and ED plans start at just $5 a day. You'll get labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Right now, get 2 months of free ED meds with any new plan, plus 30% off NAD Plus and peptides. With 8 South Carolina locations, it's time to make men men again. Visit lowcountrymail.com.
We're here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, how about the idea of working at Snyder Tree, being outside, being around exciting jobs and that adrenaline rush and being able to work in nature? Why sit in a cubicle all day when you could actually make a living working outside? To go to a different place every day and do a job rather than just sitting in the same chair that you sat in yesterday. Now, what an opportunity for us to make a difference in this world.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Looking for your dream home? Empire Homes, family-owned for over 30 years, invites you to Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson. Choose from one- or two-story homes starting in the low 400s with 2 to 5 bedrooms and up to 3,400 square feet. Personalize every detail in our design studio and enjoy the plenty.